This is an RNZ podcast.
And you're with Morning Report. The Treasury has admitted its supposedly top secret budget website was easy to get into with just a few clicks of a mouse. And it says it's been advised by the police that anyone who found their way into the pages that revealed some budget details did nothing illegal.
That was RNZ's Morning Report, getting underway on Thursday, Budget Day, after the news at 7. But this year's budget had already been in the news for 3 days, thanks to that leak. When National leader Simon Bridges revealed the leaked information on Tuesday, it was done with the media in mind. Press gallery reporters were alerted by the party, and its social media team was filming them, filming Simon Bridges and putting it all on Facebook as he handed out the leaked documents. And Simon Bridges' soundbites about tanks, not teeth or teachers, and more Winston than well-being were then all reported as news.
It's got money for trees, not teeth. And what all of that shows is this budget may be many things, but it ain't a well-being budget.
Do you have a leak in the media?
Now, this was an unprecedented leak and immediately reported as such in breaking news by all major news outlets. And breaking Treasury security like this raised some pretty big and tricky questions. And when startled press gallery reporters asked Simon Bridges how did he get those closely guarded documents, he answered in terms he thought they'd understand. Never reveal your sources.
I'm not going to say how I got this information, just as I wouldn't expect journalists to do so.
But I am confident in it. Was it a leak? Is the cabinet leaking?
What we've done there and the information that we've given you is put together what we have from the information to protect how and what information we have.
But when it comes to the leaking of official figures, which were due out in a matter of days anyway, Simon Bridges knows what that feels like. Last year, News Hub dined out on Simon Bridges' spending on travel being leaked to them 2 days before their official release. And only later, after the initial media frenzy, was it established that while the spending was high, that was partly because his office is charged a far higher rate than government ministers or officials for Crown cars. Simon Bridges didn't break any rules with that spending last year, but he was deeply unhappy about the leak, and the way it was reported played into the hands of his opponents, who didn't support his leadership of the National Party. But now, Simon Bridges will hardly be able to complain in future about embargo-busting leaks of information due to be made public further down the track. But acquiring and distributing details of this year's budget before the embargo is a bigger deal than his travel expenses. And there were big claims and counterclaims between the government and the opposition about lying and hacking, all of which were heavily reported by the media. But before the truth of that became clear, there was lots of comment in the media over the political strategy of his move. The consensus in these seemed to be that Simon Bridges' leak had overshadowed the actual budget later, though you could only be sure of that once it had actually happened and been reported. And on Wednesday morning, RNZ declared it a career-ending standoff between finance minister and opposition leader, but they didn't say why. On News Hub at 6 that night, News Hub political editor Tova O'Brien called it the Simon Bridges smackdown, the ultimate political showdown on the ultimate political stage, she said, making it all sound like televised pro wrestling rather than televised New Zealand politics.
There's never been anything quite like this on Budget Day Eve, the finance minister's one big day of the year, utterly derailed by the National Party. First, the National Party leaks details, top secret details of the budget that's virtually unheard of. Then the Treasury calls in the cops over hacking allegations that is next level. And tomorrow, the National Party has another bombshell planned, how it gained access to those budget documents. So that hot mess budget is going nuclear.
But although Tova O'Brien claimed all this had derailed the budget, it did actually take place on Thursday. Simon Bridges was certainly trying to upstage it by timing his revelations of where he got the information. And on Wednesday, shortly after he said that politics was not a game, he told Three's The Project Show he knew where the leaked info had come from, but he wouldn't say until his set-piece press conference the next day. And on The Project, they didn't seem to mind.
I'm not going to tell you right now, Kanoa. I do know.
All right, Leader of the Opposition, Simon Bridges, have a good day tomorrow. I get the feeling you might. Thanks very much for your time
tonight.
Thank
you.
Here's the thing with this, and I know it's kind of funny. It is kind of funny, but someone's probably going to lose their job over this whole thing.
In fact, some in the media gave Simon Bridges credit for his deliberate drip-feeding strategy. On Tuesday, for example, Stuff's political editor Stacey Kirk called it an impeccably timed political hit, and...
It's the stuff of nightmares for finance ministers, but it's A-class oppositional work.
But not everybody thought so, including Andrew Dickens on News Talk ZB.
Instead of being the bigger man and helping with our national security, because, you know, McClough from Treasury has made the claim at 6 o'clock last night that there have been 2,000 attempts to access information, some successful, and that he's called the police in. Instead of actually having concerns about our national security, he's more content to actually say this is Winston's budget and Grant Robertson is a liar.
And plenty of Andrew Dickens talkback callers on Wednesday agreed with him on that, and one wondered whether the media were part of that problem too.
Someone says, regarding your editorial in the last caller, could you please explain why NZME, your company, and Newstalk ZB, and Radio New Zealand, and many others, and stuff, have all broadcast and published the figures, knowing they should not be in the public domain? Well, the thing is, they're already in the public domain, and Simon Bridges has done that, and therefore it becomes the thing. And that's the way it works. And there we go.
On Budget Day morning, Morning Report's Corin Dan raised the key question on all of this with RNZ's political editor, Jane Patterson.
Responsibility not to report.
Jane, this, the public interest test here seems to be important. What was the public interest in getting that information early? Would National be on stronger ground if they hadn't actually released the details? If they'd said, hey, we've got into this stuff, we could release it, this is shoddy or whatever and shows poor security, but they released it. And for what public interest?
Absolutely. There is no public interest in what they released. And in fact, we didn't even know how much was accurate, so we couldn't even put that to the test in terms of what we were looking at. The only motive for this was to embarrass the government and cause a massive distraction ahead of the budget.
And that sounded like a case for not being willingly distracted by information whose release is not in the public interest. But straight after that, Corin Dan went on to say this.
You can't blame them as an opposition for doing that.
That's what I mean.
That is the nature of adversarial politics.
Journalists and opposition MPs use leaks all the time, and there's always a bit of debate about whether it's stolen material, the ethicality of this, but I think this is on a different level, and the pure motivation was to embarrass the government. Now, Simon Bridges is taking the high ground against the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, still calling for his resignation, so they're still looking to make political capital out of this. Just hours before we go into the budget lockup. So I don't know actually how this is going to look to the public in terms of taking what is a serious day with serious policy and a lot of money seriously.
And that, in a nutshell, was it from the public's point of view. There, Jane Patterson was talking about whether the public thought that the politicians had taken things seriously enough and whether that might rebound on them. But the same applies to the media when they know, as Jane Patterson said there, that politicians are trying to make political capital.